The choir at last reached their beds. Anne slept, Dick slumbers through the 3 or 4 hours remaining for rest.
Preparation for church on Christmas morning followed a tradition. After a great deal of crunching upon the sanded stone floor by the feet of father, son and grandson, as they moved to and fro in these preparations, the bass viol and fiddles were taken from their nook and the strings examined and screwed a little above concert pitch, that they meant to keep their tone when the service began, to obviate the awkward contingency of having to retune them at the back of the gallery during a cough. The three left the door and paced down Mellstock Lane and across the yews, bearing under their arms the instruments in faded green baize bags and old brown music books in their hands. Old William sat in the centre of the front row, his violoncello between his knees, and two singers on either hand. Behind him, on the left, came the treble singers, and on the right, the tranter and the tenors. Farther back was old male with the altos and supernumeraries.